live from Houston
and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, glad you're tuned into Hour 2. The telephone number here is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Sorry, I've got to adjust some microphone levels here because of my... There's something that my computer does that's really, really weird. When I do a simulcast with Jenna, it readjusts my microphone. And I can't figure out why it does that every single time. And then sometimes I forget to readjust it, so now it's adjusted, and now we can move on. Telephone number again, 281-558-5738. If you're on TNT Radio, listening worldwide, there are special phone numbers you get to call to hook up with the Voice of Texas. If you folks over in Europe or you folks over in Australia or around the globe just wonder why the hell American politics is getting so crazy, we can discuss it and give you a perspective. Although I think a lot of you have been dealing with crazy for a lot longer than we have. Let me bring on somebody who's not crazy, somebody who has my trust. He is the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, Matt Rinaldi. Mr. Rinaldi, welcome back to the Salcedo Show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's see. You and I have two things to discuss, and I didn't script much of anything as far as things I wanted to be sure to ask you, because I think I want to have a rather organic and flowing conversation with you. So we're going to save Paxton for last, and we're going to go with Session, because you also used to serve in this body. If I had a dollar for every story that I have heard from conservative members who tell me that they get sat down by this GOP establishment saying, all of your conservatism, check it at the door. We're not going to do any of your conservative crap here. You're joining a fraternity, they say. Is that accurate? Were you privy to one of those conversations?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I was in the Texas House for 4 years, and right before you take office, they send you to this orientation, supposedly, and it's not, you don't learn anything about your parking space or anything like that. It's all to socialize you into this fraternity. They bring Democrats in to talk to you at the dinner. The Speaker of the House said to me, they said, you know, governing's different than campaigning. Don't worry about all that stuff you just said back home. We'll tell you how to do it down here. That's basically the attitude you get.
And that explains, and I have said this, that I think Speaker Phelan is the only Republican who has an excuse to be delivering so many Democrat priorities, because as everybody knows now, you'd be surprised how many Texans, Mr. Rinaldi, don't realize the majority doesn't pick their speaker, that the speaker is elected with Democrat and Republican votes, which explains why Dade Phelan is so deferential to socialism. Yes?
Well, yeah, but the speaker's elected with Republican and Democrat votes in the U.S. Congress, too. It's just the Republicans know that whoever the caucus pick is, they're going to vote for their speaker. The Texas House has a little different, traditional view of party line voting, where I guess it's less socially unacceptable for Republicans to cross over, Democrats to cross over and vote for the opposite party, which gets you like what you have here, right? A leadership team that is partially composed of Democrats, which requires the speaker politically to cater to those Democrats and serve up, you know, some issues to them every session. Last session, he tried to serve up election legislation. This session, it's apparently the head of the attorney general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and which we will get to in short order. Now, I've made an evaluation of the failures, all of the failures from a conservative perspective and a pro-American perspective and a pro-Texan perspective rest with the House. As the Senate did its job, the Senate said, we are Republicans, we're run by Republicans. We will live up to Republican priorities. Let me go through the list, and my list, I think, is up to date. Some late breaking passages of some bills yesterday caused me to update a previous list. So if you know of anything, don't feel bashful about correcting me. But from my estimation, the House failed. No prohibition on our foreign enemies buying land in Texas. They did not harden our electric grid from terrorist attack or from an EMP attack or a natural phenomenon EMP like a solar flare. They did no property tax relief, although they did use some of that $32 billion surplus to deliver for woke corporations. They passed woke corporate welfare before they passed any relief for we the people. No energy diversity, reliability, none of that. Though a prohibition on Texas tax dollars to green energy was assessed, but they didn't do anything to, I think they're going to give low interest loans to try to incentivize thermal generation, reliable thermal generation. And of course, the biggie, no parental school choice. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, I mean, they completely watered down the border bill. And a lot of it has to do, too, with the Senate priorities just being completely decimated when they came over to the House. Luckily, the Senate is I mean, truly fighting the same fight we're fighting as the grassroots, right? Mm. I mean, if anybody says, you know, you guys are never satisfied with your office holders, they say, yeah, we are. Look at the Texas Senate. Just do that, and we're good. I mean, like, look at DEI, for example, right? Diversity, equity, inclusion in colleges shouldn't have been an issue. The Senate passed a bill. Senator Brandon Creighton had a bill that was an absolutely fantastic bill. It goes over to the House. They add an amendment that requires all of the diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucrats that are fired when you close the department to be rehired by other departments at the same salary.
Oh, dear God.
And then they add another amendment requiring every student at a university to get a questionnaire on their gender identity.
Wow.
This is a Republican-controlled House. Thankfully, Senator Creighton made a very bold political move and took the bill to conference and risked, you know, the whole bill and fixed it, and we passed a bold diversity, equity, and inclusion ban. But that's just one example.
Yeah, and Sherry Sylvester at the Texas Public Policy Foundation did a lot of good work to get that passed. And she was very, very happy with the result. Again, folks, the Diversity, Inclusion, Equity, the DI program, as the Chris Salcedo Show calls it, because that's what it is. It's about killing Western civilization. The DI program instituted by the Democrats is one that is no longer able to be implemented at Texas colleges that get public money, is my understanding. That's the limitation there. I was hoping for a complete prohibition across all of Texas government, but I mean, hope springs eternal for the future. Folks, we're talking to Matt Rinaldi. He's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, former Texas representative who spent 4 years in that legislature. So let me ask you, as the governor has called a special session, I think 9 o'clock last night was when it was supposed to officially get started. Mm-hmm. And because of the failures of the House to pass any real meaningful border legislation, the failures of the House to pass any meaningful property tax relief, where do you see this special session going?
I see a series of special sessions. What I got from the governor's statement was this is the first special session. And he's almost like, okay, because it's almost like spoon feeding, you know, to a child, almost. He's like, okay, the first special session could be property taxes and border. Okay, so once you get that done, then we'll deal with school choice. And then I think that's the approach he's taking with this.
Well, you know, a lot of the members of the Texas House are impaired, are caught on camera in various states of impairment. And so you have to go slowly for a lot of these so-called Republicans who are delivering for socialists and Marxists in the state of Texas. So you have to go very slow. So, yes, I in the break before I brought you on, I was talking with the governor's office, and they said this is a series of sessions. Look, for some reason, Mr. Rinaldi, I've got the music playing in the background. So I'm going to hold you over so we can do a finish up this interview on the other side of the break. And stick with me. Matt Rinaldi, everybody, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. I'll be right back. The voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Joe Hoft.
I just don't see how DeSantis is going to stay in the same room with Trump. I mean, he's just not there. But we'll see what happens. Trump's, of course, after they want to destroy Trump. I'm surprised he's, quite frankly, still alive. The deep state hates President Trump, and the Republicans do. The Republican, and that's what Sundance was saying, the Republican establishment hates Trump. They hate Trump. He stole their cookie. They don't like Trump. They don't like the people supporting Trump. And it's amazing because it is the base of the GOP. Largest base in U.S. history. Largest by far. But they're going to put him in like 3 or 4 more cases, bogus cases, to keep him from trying to campaign. I just think the more they do it, the more he'll stand up. And my big question, will DeSantis stand up for this? Will he stand up for the 2020 election and want to get to the bottom of it? Will he want to really protect our elections? I mean, sure doesn't sound like it so far. He's making it sound like, oh, you just need to be a winner like me. Well, that's bogus.
Joe Hoft on TNT Radio.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad you stayed with us. We're going to continue our conversation here with Matt Rinaldi. He's the conservative chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, former Texas rep who was in that legislature, God love him, for 4 years. So as we stated, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is going to call several special sessions. And I like the way you phrased it, Mr. Rinaldi. Sometimes, you know, like children, you've got to give them little bits and little tidbits here and there to process one thing, and then they can do their job and then move on. And so I applaud the governor for basically telling the members of the Texas House that you will not be going on vacation. Don't plan any vacations. Don't plan on going back to the railhead, Charlie Guerin, trying to work on getting casino gambling into Texas. Don't make any plans. You've still got more. You've got to actually do the work you failed to do during the regular session. On Charlie Guerin and the 60 Republicans who voted for impeachment, I'm going to kind of go in reverse order here, and the 22 Republicans who voted against parental school choice, doesn't there have to be a reckoning for those individuals, Mr. Rinaldi?
Yeah, I think primary voters need to take careful note of who voted for this sham of an impeachment. I mean, it was absolutely a disgrace. It was done with zero process. They didn't allow witnesses. They didn't take any direct evidence whatsoever. They didn't allow anybody to interview or cross-examine witnesses. They didn't place witnesses under oath. They didn't even allow members to talk to the investigators that did talk to witnesses. So you basically had this entire, I don't even want to call it a case. It was entire, like, it was basically an opening argument with no case that was rammed through in 4 hours, and people were forced to vote. I was entirely political. It was a political hit job on an attorney general, and it was an absolute disgrace, and voters need to take note.
Right. So let me just ask you personally. You're the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas. You've been trying to change the culture away from one that is deferential to socialism and communism back to an actual opposition party, a party that actually opposes Democrats, doesn't seek to dupe their own voters into delivering for Democrats under the cloak. I mean, because you and I know this game, and you and I have had many off-air conversations about the game that Dade Phelan and his lieutenants are playing, trying to empower the Democrats to run out the clock, to kill conservative priorities, even though it is they who are doing it. They blame Democrats, and they keep up this illusion of a two-party system, the illusion of conflict. And doesn't that also have to go by the wayside?
Yeah, I mean, which is why, you know, as chair, my top priority was addressing, my top legislative, you know, priority was addressing the shared leadership in the Texas House between Republicans and Democrats. So Republicans win an election, we win a majority, and then we voluntarily hand over power to Democrats who hate us. These are not moderate Democrats. These are Democrats who have called Ted Cruz, a threat to democracy. And called for the impeachment of Ken Paxton, by the way, interestingly enough, which now happened under a Republican administration, called for the impeachment of President Trump. These are far left Democrats that are in power that the speaker is having to give concessions to. And we're seeing one of those concessions now. That's the head of the Republican Attorney General being given to Democrats in an impeachment effort that was quite obviously led by Ann Johnson, a Democrat on the General Investigation.
And I think it's important to point out that 60 Republicans voted with 61 Democrats to impeach the sitting Attorney General of the state of Texas, taking him out of the playing field, as he has been one of the biggest stalwart defenders of Texas against the harm being done to this state by Joe Biden and his socialist regime. Let me ask you, how significant is it that the 60 Republicans joined 61 socialists in this, which by the way, Democrats are online on Twitter admitting this was all political. We don't like Ken Paxton, so we're taking him out. How significant is it that Republicans signed on to this?
I mean, hugely significant. It shows there's a huge problem in the Texas House with Republicans blindly following leadership in this, bubble. I don't think they get it. I don't think they get what they've done. I don't think they get how far Speaker Phelan's overreached in this and how far off the reservation he is. I mean, he's acting erratically. He's making poor decisions, and he's doing it to preserve his power and to keep the Democrats in his camp. I hope that the next speaker, and to be honest, I think we probably will have a new speaker next session after this, because I think he's weakened enough. I hope the next speaker realizes that his downfall was having Democrat chairs and continuing that tradition of sharing leadership with Democrats. And the next speaker has a Republican leadership team, because he ain't going to survive in this political climate with a Democrat leadership.
Well, with names like Burroughs and others, Dade Phelan technically has Republican leadership. However, they are more interested in delivering for socialists rather than conservatives and preserving the safety of Texas. I mean, I don't know how the hell you take that common sense bill from Lois Kolkhorst from the United States Senate. I'm sorry, from the Texas Senate, I should say, from the Texas Senate that says, hey, our enemies can't buy land in Texas. This is Russia, Iran, communist China. I don't know how you take a common sense bill that would prevent our enemies from spying on our military installations, from compromising our food supply, and how you say no to that only because Democrats are pro-enemy of the United States. I don't know how you do that if you consider yourself to be an American, much less a Texan. Can you explain it?
Yeah, I mean, if it isn't something that they're effectively forced to pass because of an overwhelming public opinion, it ain't going to pass in the Texas House because the speaker will offer it up to Democrats. If he thinks he can get away with it, he'll kill it so that he can have another offering on his plate to the opposition party. We can't function this way as a state, and we can't continue to function this way as a state. We need to take more of the mentality that Florida's taken in terms
Amen.
Of winning
Amen.
Every battle you can.
Amen. And so,
and by the way, the Texas Senate. I mean, the Texas Senate's been amazing. Their priorities were in line with the Republican Party in Texas. I mean, the governor himself had seven very, very good priorities, of which, you know, only three passed.
Yeah,
and the Texas House there is the outlier.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because as we have in the conservative movement remained focused on the cancer, lancing out the cancer, which is the leadership of the Texas House and a lot of wayward left-leaning Republicans, we can't neglect to give a pat on the back to the folks in the Senate, the governor's office, lieutenant governor's office, saying, you know, well done, good job. And they've shown Texas how it's done, to your point earlier. Let me ask you the last question about what you as a chairman can do, because you run a political organization, the Republican Party of Texas. And I think we have a new voting guide for the primaries. We have 60 Republicans who don't deserve to be in that state house. We have at least certainly a list of 22 of those so-called Republicans who voted against parental school choice, who stabbed every parent in the back in the state of Texas. We have that list. What can you, as the Republican Party chairman of Texas, do with that list?
What we're trying to do is educate the voters so that they know who's voting for our priorities. Which, by the way, I say our priorities, Republican Party priorities that are their priorities that they chose at convention, and who's voting against them, so that when March comes, they can make informed choices. And, you know, we want to let them know who those 23-odd Republicans who stood against leadership, and, you know, Republicans like Brian Harrison, and Tony Tinderholt, and Mike Schofield, and, you know, those guys who were willing to stand up for them when the speaker was whipping votes, you know? Mm-hmm. And we also want to let them know who did.
Exactly.
So, you know, March is going to be very important here in Texas.
No, and I think that's, and folks, I think that's where the governor's strategy of several special sessions to make sure that it is in the mind of Republican / conservative voters right up until March, the failures of pro-Democrat Republicans, Speaker Phelan, his leadership team, the 60 Republicans who voted for a sham impeachment, a political impeachment, giving one away to the Democrats, and of course, the 23 Republicans who voted against every parent and every child and, frankly, every teacher in the state of Texas by prohibiting parental school choice. Matt Rinaldi, if folks want to help you in your efforts to right the ship, to expunge the Republican Party from the cancer of left-wing extremism, where can they go?
Go to www.texasgop.org and join the Grassroots Club, which helps sustain us every month. Follow me on Twitter at MattRinaldiTX, at MattRinaldiTX.
I always appreciate your forthright way of speaking and always appreciate your leadership. Thank you, Matt Rinaldi, for being here.
Thank you.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So now I'm going to put my political hat on, folks. What do you think the impact will be to the Charlie Garins of the world? As we march toward the primaries, and the governor is constantly reminding everybody of Charlie Garin's failure, of Dustin Burrow's failure, of all of these other left-wing Republicans' failures to stand up for their voters. What do you think the net impact? This is where all of you come in. This is where you put together those voting blocks of 1,000 people or more to say, you know, this far, no further. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
We interrupt this program.
Here we go.
This is huge.
Huge.
Huge news.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge news.
Huge.
You need to listen to this.
Now, TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylant here with a look at your TNT headlines. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for hawkish U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham after he was caught on camera appearing to boast about paying Ukraine to kill Russian soldiers. A world-leading cardiologist has called on the Australian government to apologise to and compensate workers who were sacked for refusing the COVID shot. And NATO's so-called peacekeeping forces have been accused of attacking a group of peaceful demonstrators staging a sit-down protest in the breakaway region of Kosovo.
Thanks for listening to us. Now, we want to listen to you. Our lines are open from the US and Canada. Call 1-888-201-6425. From the UK, call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
A sun-drenched lake stretches peacefully into the horizon. Rugged mountains frame the water staunchly. A narrow road twists against the jagged rock face. A car seat crushed against it. Glass stained blood red covers black tar seal. Red hot flames engulf crushed metal, muffling faint cries from inside. Enjoy the view. Don't become it. Slow down and have a good one. A message from New Zealand Police.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Oh, I haven't been through the car wash in ages. My gears are all clogged up and my wheels are as stiff as boards. Oh, and you could do with driving me a little more sensibly. All that revving actually increases CO2 emissions. Changing gears at lower revs can save you money too. And they say us cars don't care about the environment. Honestly, I don't know why I bother. Oh, yes, all just there. That's not...
Are you thinking what your car's thinking? Find out how to drive down your emissions and fuel costs by up to £120 a year at tfl.gov.uk.
We believe in patriotism. We believe in our country. For 100 years, veterans have been impacting our nation through the American Legion. Learn more at legion.org/webelieve.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Paul, it's Chris. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to turn... Is that better?
Yeah, please come off the speakerphone because we get that awful feedback when folks are on speakerphone.
That's what I was trying to get off of.
There you go, pal. What you got going on?
Yeah, Chris, you know, I hear you rant and rave about, you know, people, you know, about the Republicans that don't act conservative. And I've heard you have Phelan on the phone before. You're giving me softball interviews just like you do Dan Crenshaw. And then we have Dave Phelan pull this crap he did because he was drunk, apparently, on the job, because I heard the replay when he was slurring his words, and Paxton called him out on it. And Paxton is one of the attorney generals of the state.
He is the attorney general of the state of Texas, but...
Right,
if I can play the audio that you're making reference to so that folks can hear it for themselves, this is what the caller is talking about, folks. Listen.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption.
Mr. Campbell, send an amendment. The amendment is acceptable to the author. Is there objection to the opposite amendment? And the chair has done the amendment is adopted. The chair recognizes Mr. Johnson of Harris. Mr. Johnson of Harris to speak in opposition to the bill.
All right. So, Paul, look, I invited the Speaker of the House to come on when he was elected Speaker, and we had several good conversations. And I, at what you call softball questions, I asked him directly, will school choice get an up or down vote on the Texas floor? And in all of those interviews, he was noncommittal. And then all of a sudden the interviews dried up. As soon as session began, Speaker Phelan stopped talking to us. So that raised a lot of red flags. Now about Crenshaw, look, I understand a lot of you have issues with Dan Crenshaw because of rhetoric, but I can debate with Dan Crenshaw. I can disagree with Dan Crenshaw. And frankly, I look at his voting record. So I understand, and I don't agree that Dan Crenshaw is part of the problem. If I did, I would be identifying Dan Crenshaw as part of the problem. Now, I know that many of you do. I just don't share that opinion. And it's okay to have that disagreement. Yes, Paul? I mean, we can have that discussion, right?
Yeah, because I've seen his rhetoric, and I've also seen where he has, on his votes, he has voted present or not been, or not voted at all on some issues. So, I mean, he's sidestepped, and he's tried to do everything he can to muddy the waters on certain issues.
Well, like I said, I am unaware of any votes he has taken on a point. Now, he may have been absent from the House on that particular day for some other reason where he wasn't able to take a vote, which is common, by the way. But I am unaware of him voting present in the United States House on anything, much less anything of substance. So please, Paul, you're always welcome to call in. Call back and let me know what you're talking specifically. And the next time I talk to him, because I can talk to him. I'll ask him about it. By the way, I cannot, folks. The reason I'm being very careful. I was careful with Jenna Ellis, and I'm going to be careful with Paul here. I can't confirm to you that Dade Phelan was drunk on alcohol on the House floor. The only thing, because of the video, and by the way, several other members who dare to call themselves Republicans are also caught on tape in various states of impairment on the Texas House floor. And I look forward to making sure, Charlie Guerin, that those tapes are part of campaign ads against you. Because frankly, you would have to be impaired to pull the crap that you've pulled. You would have to be impaired to say, what? You want to ban China from coming in here and buying land? Well, I, Charlie Guerin, can't allow that crap to happen. We need to have these commies here. Those commies, their money's green, and that's all I give a damn about. Isn't that right, Charlie Guerin? Their money's green. I don't care if they're communists and working to undermine the safety and security of the United States. I couldn't give a crap less. Isn't that right? As long as your pockets are padded, right, Charlie Guerin? Right? So, I cannot tell you definitively what was impairing the Speaker of the Texas House or impairing various Republican members and Democrat members caught on tape in obvious states of impairment. I can't confirm it was alcohol. I don't know what substance they were using, if any. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Collin County, Texas. By the way, Lucy, it was Collin County, was it not, that issued one of the few counties who condemned the Texas House and the impeachment of Paxton, wasn't it, Collin County?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
It sure was. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on what is going on with why our House acts the way they do. I think one of the reasons is that we have nonpartisan municipal elections, and this provides an opportunity for the more liberal politicians to sneak in and put on the costume of a Republican, but without actually saying so. They just make you think that they are. Then they get elected to city council seats, school board seats, and then those are the feeder positions into the House and Senate. And I think this is where we need to go back. We need to put it back for a vote. To bring back partisan elections, municipal elections.
Because, and you know what? I don't know that that makes a difference these days.
Well, but then they would
because,
have to...
Because Republican means nothing these days, right, Lucy?
Well, it's become that way because they've been able to bring these people in.
Charlie Guerin is a socialist, right? A cultural Marxist.
Yeah.
He may view himself as a capitalist, but culturally speaking and politically speaking, he is deferential. He doesn't believe the Democrat Party has fallen to where it's fallen. He doesn't believe it. He still thinks it's the 1980s, and the Democrat Party still believes in preserving America. He still believes that. And he doesn't really give a damn because he would sell his own mother up the river for a payday. Charlie Guerin represents a good old boys network, the Bushies, the Karl Roves, the good old boys network, who believe that, you know what, all this political stuff, it's just everybody wants to make money, right? Everybody just wants to make money. And they don't recognize the geopolitical threats. They don't recognize the cultural Marxism and the actual economic Marxism that is being pushed by their Democrat friends. They just don't recognize it. And because they're fine, they don't feel the pain of all this crap, the illegal immigration. They don't feel the heavy taxation, the massive spending. They don't feel it. They've got plenty of money. They're able to privately educate their kids. So they don't give a damn about what happens to us, right?
I totally agree. But if I can make also the point that we have our local GOP groups, and then we have lots of these, I would call them fractured conservative groups. There's lots of them. And there needs to be more unity between our conservative groups to be able to identify and vet the really good candidates. And that's not happening right now. That's why we end up with Frederick Frazier, who was a city council member in McKinney and was pushed by George Fuller, who is, a pretend Republican to those who are Republican voters, but we know he's a Democrat because the Democrats endorsed him.
Yep, and so, because they can't get elected. They can't get elected in Texas.
Exactly.
Unless they live in Houston or they live in Dallas or in Travis County, you can't get elected. So you change your party affiliation to Republican and you get in and do the Democrats' bidding anyway.
And then Frederick Frazier was one of those who voted present on the school choice. So that's why I'm really ticked off at this guy. He's straddling the fence.
No, he's not. He's trying to protect his deception.
Yeah.
So he votes present. Look, and you know what?
Yeah.
And you can see that, you know, there are guys that voted present on the impeachment, for example, like Harold Dutton. That was a principled vote because Harold Dutton, and he explained his vote. He got in front of the camera and said, look, this is all hearsay. And of course, Mr. Dutton is a black man. He knows a lot about being railroaded by the Democrats because, as you all know, the Democrats ran the South. The Jim Crow South. So a lot of these people going, man, this looks an awful lot like what the Democrats did to black people back in the day. Look, Lucy, I got to get to a break, but thank you very much. I appreciate the check-in all the way up there in Collin County in North Texas. Thank you very kindly. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Yeah, I miss you folks up in North Texas, too. Yes, sadly, there are very few conservative outlets up there anymore in North Texas. Lucy, do me a favor. Tell the folks about our simulcast on Getter and Rumble. Tell the folks up there in North Texas, spread the word around that since they are deficient up there in conservative talk radio, I think only my good pal Mark Davis is on up there and Rick Roberts. I think 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I'll be right back. The Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
First they came for your energy, then your transportation, then your free speech. Now they're coming for your food. You will eat nothing and be happy?
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
Biden U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is targeting farmers and your dinner plate. Kerry announced this.
We can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution.
What you eat is now in the crosshairs of John Kerry trying to save the planet. And make no mistake, John Kerry doesn't call it climate change anymore. He says it's not change, it's a crisis. Say goodbye to cheap, plentiful food and meat. This is nothing but the ruling class taking over more and more aspects of our lives. Funny, isn't it, how every aspect of their solutions to the crisis all involve you and I making sacrifices, but not the climate ruling class. We must reject the great food reset. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Every time you hop on your motorbike, who else is coming with you? Well, there's your girlfriend.
Hey, babe.
Your mum.
Hi, love.
Your dad.
Hey, shuffle closer, will you?
Your mates.
Hey, buddy.
How you going?
Oh, well, there you go.
Not to mention your dreams, your plans, and your future. So next time you're on your motorbike, ride safely. Because there's a lot riding on it. A message brought to you by the Government of South Australia.
Some children don't have what other children have. Some children don't get regular meals. Some children don't have a place to live. Some children don't have a safe place to go to sleep. All until something changed. Someone cared. Someone cared enough to give them a chance. A healthy meal. Someone cared enough to give them a safe home. Cared enough to give them a warm bed. Someone foster cared. Truth is, there's lots of kids in need and not enough care. If you're ready to be the care in foster care, call Barnardo's on 1800 663 441. Because every child needs a champion.
Think tsunamis only happen somewhere else? Think again. Tsunamis happen when ocean water is displaced by an earthquake or other large undersea disturbance. Plan to act. If you are near the coast and feel a quake, hear the ocean roar, or see the water recede significantly, a tsunami may be approaching. Get moving. Go inland and up to safety. For more information, visit tsunami.gov.
Hello.
Hiya.
So, what are we going to do with your hair today?
Oh, well, just a trim, thanks. You know, maybe an inch or two off, nothing fancy.
Okay, great.
Whatever you're doing, it's important to use the right tools for the job. So if you want to quit smoking, pick up a new and improved Quick Kit free from a local pharmacy. To find your nearest, text FREE and your postcode to 88088 or visit smokefree.nhs.uk. England only, £2 sold while stocks last. Standard network charges apply.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everybody. You found the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You guys know I have a metric for passing laws. And I think this is a metric you all ought to adopt. Unless your law advances the liberty and freedom of everybody, it isn't worth doing. That's it. That's the bar. And that's what I believe we should elect our politicians to do. Unless you pass a law that expands the freedom of every American, then it's not worth doing. If you pick winners and losers, if you're out there trying to restrain the people, then that law isn't worth doing. To that point, George Washington, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty, abused to licentiousness. Does that not describe the leadership of the Texas House? Does that not describe the Senate under Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn? Arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty, abused to licentiousness. So, with that in mind, a question to all of you folks in government that all of you, your constituents, should be asking you daily. All we see are laws coming out of Austin, coming out of Washington, that constrain, control, or restrain we, the people. When can we expect laws that will restrain you in government? When can we expect that? That's right. We will never get that. We will never get restrictions on government from these shrubs who get their power from being in government because they've lost their way. They've lost their ability to understand and know the Founding Fathers' vision for this country. So, convention of states. seems to me to be the logical conclusion. If you will not pass restraints on government power, which keeps us free, which promotes liberty, then we will do it for you, since you cannot be grown-ups enough and dedicated to that Constitution enough. Hell, kids. Charlie Guerin-type Republicans can't even find their way to prevent America's enemies from buying land in Texas. How trustworthy can they be? 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. We go to New Jersey. Debbie?
Hey.
I've got to ask you, I mean, you tell me how the folks in New Jersey are looking at the impeachment of Ken Paxton.
I don't think the people in New Jersey know anything about it. But since you, I'm going to say something you always say. You took me right to where I want to be. Convention of States. Last Sunday, I did my first outdoor event where I was getting people to sign the petition. And it was amazing how many people, number one, were upset with the government. This is in deep, dark blue New Jersey. And number two, had never heard of the Convention of States.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to tell them about it. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
So glad. And you know what? I think on your first point, we observed yesterday Memorial Day. I don't know if you were listening, Debbie, or you were out
of
doing anything.
Of course I was.
But we observed that this government is not worthy of those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
And I agree with you 100%.
For our freedom. And I think our people get it, that these people, especially when you see examples of the Texas House and you see the Senate under John Cornyn and Mitch McConnell, those people typify a government. Christopher Ray, by the way, do you know Christopher Ray? He has a deadline today. If he doesn't if he doesn't turn over that document that shows the investigation that Joe Biden gave away our public policy for cash from foreign enemies. If they don't produce that document, Christopher Wray will be the first FBI director to be held in contempt of Congress.
That sounds great to me.
Our people get it. Our people get that our government is no longer in it for us. They're in it for themselves. And they're trying to capture power that is not theirs, Debbie, and they're trying to do that so we can't hold them accountable because they've done some pretty shady crap.
Yep, so
and
true.
The people get it.
And hey, I live in blue New Jersey, the home of shady crap.
Well, tell me, how many people did you have signing the petition? Give me a roundabout, a couple hundred?
No, not that much.
Oh, okay. All right.
We had in the 70s.
Nice. Hey.
And it was amazing. At the beginning, I was sort of tripping people, and one of the people, because it was my first time, one of the other guys took over, but he noticed that I'm a natural, in case you haven't figured that out by now.
Hey, look, lady, thank you very much. Your efforts are fantastic. You keep it up, and I'm hoping that people will live by your example out there. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate the call. All the way from blue New Jersey, and they are blue in New Jersey because of the administration of left-wing nut jobs. Tony, back here at home in Texas. Tony, you get to round out the show today. What's going on, my friend?
Well, you know, here's what we need in Texas, Chris. We need a Ron DeSantis and not a Nancy Pelosi in a wheelchair. And another thing, we got two choices to vote for here in Texas. We got a Democrat or a globalist Bush boy. Take your damn pick, Chris.
Well, let me just push back a little bit on that, Tony, because you've got the governor of Texas immediately when the House turned in the most pro-socialist, pro-communist, pro-Democrat session in memory. You've got the governor immediately saying, get back to work. I want the property taxes done and I want the border secure. And that's the first bite at the session apple. He is saying he's going to call several sessions to basically punish these recalcitrant so-called Republicans for their delivering for Democrats against the will of the people of Texas.
Well, you know what he needs to call for? He needs to call for the National Guard on the border down there and stop this massive invasion. That's what he needs to do. They're just BSing us with a bunch of distractions in Austin right now to keep us off the real important things, Chris. And you know that.
Well, what about now? Let's say, for argument's sake, that the governor hears what you're saying, Tony, and he has already concluded that Beijing Biden is committed to getting as many illegal aliens into this country, as much opioids into this country, as many foreign terrorists and foreign military into this country as possible. Hold on. Governor Abbott says, okay, so in preparation for me deploying the National Guard, when Joe Biden tries to take over the National Guard, which is allegedly his right, he can step in and command them, they will immediately resign. And so we're going to have a way to pay those individuals to step, because as you know, if Governor Abbott deploys the National Guard and they're still part of this anti-American government structure that Biden is abusing right now, that they could be ordered by the commander in chief, allegedly Beijing Biden, to stand down. So I don't know, this is true. I'm just putting it out there. What if Governor Abbott has determined, okay, this guy's a lawless a-hole, and I have got to do my best to make sure that when those National Guardsmen and women are ordered to stand down after I deploy them, that they're going to have a place to be employed, so we've got to come up with a budget for them.
Well, here's another way around that, Chris. Just call a special session up there in Austin for those idiots up there and tell them, I want a damn law on the books tomorrow where if you ate in the bed an illegal in this state, it's a felony crime and a 5-year sentence, and cut off all the freebies here in Texas, which Texas is a huge sanctuary state for illegals. That's why they come here. Cut off all their freebies, and there you go. Problem solved.
Well, there could, I don't know that it's problem solved, because as you know, Beijing Biden is immediately, I'm hearing this from law enforcement officials, that Beijing Biden is coordinating with narco-terrorists to usher in illegal aliens, to get them on planes and redistribute them all over the country, to New Jersey, to the Dakotas, to wherever. So we're just being used as an entrance point, because I think even the narco-terrorists know, Tony, that I think Texas is tired. The House notwithstanding, I know there are plenty of pro-illegal immigration Republicans in the Texas House. They're in leadership. And they are part of the 60 who voted to impeach Ken Paxton, who, by the way, ironically, was standing in the way of all of Beijing Biden's illegal immigration. All right, guys. Well, that was a robust way to end the show. So maybe who knows what we have in store for the rest of today. Tomorrow, who do I have on the schedule for tomorrow? Oh, do not miss tomorrow's show. A couple is going to need your help fighting back against these socialists. They're not surrendering, and they need your help. Talk to you tomorrow. The Chris Salcedo Show, the voice of Texas and TNT Radio.